Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercies. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for mighty things you are doing right now. Thank you for great plans you have for us. And we know you will bring these plans to pass. You will make them happen. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your interventions in our situations. Thank you, Lord, for frustrating the evil agenda of the kingdoms of darkness and agents of darkness that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for moving to help us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you teach us new things on this platform every time we have Bible study classes. We thank you for how you enlighten our understanding, how you open our eyes to see wonderful things and powerful things in your kingdom, life-changing revelations. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we have come together again to have this class in your presence. I ask that you minister to everyone that will listen. Let the entrance of your word give light. And let that light destroy our darkness. Let the power of your truth change us into new creatures that you want us to be. Let the power of your truth give us revival that is able to make us agents of revival in our generation. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to continue from where we stopped during the last class. And I remember I said I will first talk about spiritual senses and spiritual gifts, the connection and the difference. The connection between spiritual senses and spiritual gifts and the difference between the two. Yeah, I remember I said I would first talk about that before we move to the next point under the part three of the teaching, which is the Holy Spirit and your spirit. Point number four under the subtopic that says the Holy Spirit and your spirit. Yeah, and that is part three. Yeah, so before we go to the to point number four, I will talk about the connection between your spiritual senses and spiritual gifts, and I will also differentiate the two. Yeah. Let me start with spiritual gifts. We know that spiritual gifts are abilities, empowerments, enablements that come from the Holy Spirit to make us minister the kingdom of God to people. Yeah, spiritual gifts are divine abilities or empowerment or enablement to make us minister everything that is in God's kingdom to people. Yeah. I mean everything that is in God's kingdom. Spiritual gifts enables us to minister them, to channel them, to bless the people. Yeah. And then spiritual senses are the maybe I should say the ability of in your spirit to manifest the ability that the Holy Spirit gives. Yeah. So spiritual senses are the ability in your spirit to accurately manifest the ability the Holy Spirit gives you. Yeah. I'm trying to look for a good illustration to show it to you. Yeah. Let's take for instance the senses of your body. I mean the five senses of your body. Let's use that as an example. Yeah, you know, your body can see things. Your body can feel things. Your body can hear things. With your ears, you can hear. With your nose, you can smell. With your two eyes, you can see. Yeah. So, and you were born with those senses. And it's not hard, it's not difficult for you to manifest or express those senses. Yeah. Now, let's say, suddenly, how will I put it now? Let's say suddenly a light shines upon you. Yeah, that light just shines from nowhere. And the light begins to show you different colors, different things. Yeah, and you know that this light is not coming from a natural source. It's not coming from the sun. Neither is it coming from a torchlight. the light just appears from nowhere, and then it's showing you things. Yeah, so you can call that light a supernatural manifestation. You can call that light a spiritual gift. Yeah, because it's beyond you. It's coming from outside of your spirit. Now, when I say outside of your spirit, I mean it's coming from a different source that is not your spirit. Yeah, so we can call that a spiritual gift. So in as much as this light keeps showing you different colors and you are seeing those colors with your physical senses, yeah, then you can say that the light is a gift from above to reveal things to you. Yeah, to make you see things you would not naturally see. Yeah, so you can call the light a spiritual gift, and then you can call your physical eyes a spiritual sense. Yeah, let's assume that your physical eyes is your spiritual eyes. Yeah, so that is an illustration. So let's assume that your five senses are your spiritual senses. Yeah, and then I said, suddenly a light appeared from nowhere and begin to show you different things, and even begin to show you what will happen in 5 years to come. Yeah, and then you keep saying different things, different things, different things. So that light is a spiritual gift. And then your ability to see what that light is showing is your own sense, is your own sense or spiritual sense. Yeah, I believe you understand now. Yeah, another example is a car just appear from nowhere, and then a voice tells you to enter the car, and then the car keep flying, taking you to different places within the speed of light. In few seconds, you are visiting different places as the car keeps driving you, and the car was flying in the sky with you in the car. The car flying everywhere in the sky. I mean through the sky, and is landing in different places, and you are seeing different things in those places. Yeah, so that car is the spiritual gift. Yeah, is the ability from God to make you see some things, know some things, or channel some things. Yeah, the ability of God that makes you to be able to know things, see things, and then draw things from heaven to earth, or channel things from inside of God to bless God's people. So that is spiritual gift. So, but spiritual senses, they are just as natural as your physical senses. Yeah. I believe you are getting my point. Your spiritual senses are just as natural and normal. Just as smelling things is normal to your body and natural to your body. Seeing your environment is normal and natural. So the same way our spiritual senses normal natural to your spirit man. Yeah, I believe you understand that. Yeah, so you need your spiritual senses to be awakened so that you can effectively manifest spiritual gifts. Yeah, so that you can effectively manifest spiritual gifts. Yeah, but some people have kind of confused spiritual senses to also mean spiritual gifts. Yeah, because they feel like it's not normal for them to see things. Yeah, I mean, to see invisible things. So they feel like it's not normal. So they feel like for them to see those invisible things, they feel like that must be a spiritual gift. Yeah, but it's not a spiritual gift, actually. Yeah, it's just an awakening of the senses of their spirits. Yeah, it's not a spiritual gift. It is just God awakening the sense of sight that is in their spirits. Yeah, because if you ask some Christians, what are the spiritual gifts that you have? They will say, I used to dream. I used to see visions. Yeah, but that might not actually be a spiritual gift. Yeah, because naturally your spirit can see. Yeah, your spirit can see naturally. Yeah. Your spirit man can get dreams because it has senses, yeah, to get those dreams. Your spirit man can get visions because it has senses to get those visions. Yeah, it's just like you're in your room right now, and then you look around, you see things happening around you. Yeah, you see things happening around you doesn't mean that's a spiritual gift. Or that doesn't mean it's a gift. It's just your nature as a man, as an healthy man, a complete man, to see with your eyes. Yeah, so some visions and dreams are not spiritual gifts. They are just your spiritual senses. Yeah, walking or getting messages from the spiritual realms. Yeah. they are just your spiritual senses, or I mean those dreams come because your spiritual senses is able to get messages from spiritual realms that are interacting with your spirit. Yeah, so if demonic realms interact with your spirit, you can get dreams from those realms. I mean, if you dream because the demonic realm interacts with your spirit, it's just you seeing what demons are doing around you. It's not like you got a message from heaven. Yeah, it's just your spiritual sense discerning the demonic realms that are trying to engage with your spirit, maybe in form of attacking you. Yeah, then you saw dreams of an agent of Satan trying to do something to you. Yeah, trying to do something to you. So that is just spiritual sense in operation. And also, let's say a divine realm, an heavenly realm, is trying to interact or connect with your spirit. You can get dreams as well. You can get visions as well. And those visions or dreams will contain messages or instructions from God. So you can just call that divine communication. Yeah, you can just call that divine communication. God communicating to you, speaking to you, God passing messages to you through your spiritual senses. That is why you got those dreams and visions. And some people who are able to hear God's voice through their spirits. Yeah, so those people also, the ability for them to hear God's voice is not a spiritual gift. It is just your spiritual senses getting information from God. Yeah, because if you ask some people that what are the spiritual gifts you have or you function in, they can say, I hear God's voice. Hearing God's voice is not a spiritual gift. At least when God only talks to you about yourself, about your life, about your calling, what He has called you to do, when God talks to you, talk to you about your life, your business, your career, your family, your calling, your ministry. Yeah. So all of those conversations are not spiritual gifts. They are just God talking to you. Yeah. But let's say God begins to talk to you about others, about people, about nations, then we can call that a spiritual gift. Because spiritual gifts are given because God wants to bless others. Not because of you, but because of others. Yeah. Yeah, so as a Christian, you can have your spiritual senses functioning powerfully without you being a pastor or a prophet or an apostle or a teacher or a minister or a preacher. You can have your spiritual senses functioning strongly And you don't have to be a minister with some titles. I don't know if you're getting my point. Because if you talk about divine encounters, some Christians feel like those kind of things are for apostles. Those kind of things are for pastors, anointed men and women of God. So it's not for me. That is a lie, and that is a great deception from the kingdom of darkness. So every Christian, every child of God who have their spiritual senses awakened can have encounters. Can receive visitations from God. Can see visions from God. Can even be translated into the realms of God. To see God face to face, touch God, embrace God. So it's all about your spiritual senses, because your spirit can travel through realms. It's part of the natural ability of your spirit. Your spirit can see, your spirit can hear, your spirit can feel, can discern. Your spirit can do all, a lot of things. And you don't have to be a great preacher to have all these experiences. You just have to be a desperate believer, a believer with strong passion to know God, a believer with strong passion to know everything in God's kingdom. Jesus said something in, I think, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Jesus said something. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." Another translation says, "Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for." This is New Living Translation. "Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you." So any believer who is willing to keep on seeking the kingdom of God, a lot of things will be revealed to that believer. And that believer don't have to be one popular, anointed minister of God. And in fact, that believer don't even have to be part of the fivefold ministers. Which are the apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. So any believer who have that hunger to know God will find God. So if you ask and keep on asking, you receive. If you seek and keep on seeking, you will find. If you knock and keep on knocking, so meaning that you refuse to stop until God appears to you. So how much prayers have you prayed that God would visit you, appear to you, talk to you, speak to you, send messages to you, send revelations to you? How much prayers have you prayed? Because some believers, after they pray some short prayer, and then nothing happened. They just stopped like that. That is not how to engage the kingdom of God. You have to persist. Then you will begin to enjoy Christianity. You have to persist in seeking God with fastings and prayers. That is how you will begin to enjoy the fact that you are a child of God and you are a citizen of God's kingdom. Yeah, because you will now begin to understand deep things about God, deep things about God's kingdom. Yeah. And sometimes spiritual awakening happens as we begin to seek God. Yes, when God sees that you really want to know Him, so God will just touch those senses in your spirit that have died. God will just touch some of them and wake up some of them. Because God knows that you need those senses to really know Him and know the deep things in His kingdom, the realities in His kingdom. So God will just touch your spirit and wake up those senses in your spirit. And then you begin to know Him by those senses. Begin to see Him and experience a lot that is in Him and in His kingdom for you. Yeah. So every one of us should desire to have our senses awakened. Yeah, we should do every spiritual exercise that will make this happen, which I talk about during the last teaching. And more importantly, we should seek God to know Him. And we should seek to know His kingdom. What are the laws in His kingdom? What are the principles by which His kingdom is governed? Yeah, we should want to know these things. What is the righteousness that is in His kingdom? What is the lifestyle that is in His kingdom? So you should want to know these things. Yeah, because God has refused to wake up the spiritual senses of some believers. Yeah, because they really don't have desire to know Him. Some people, they're just like, God, open my eyes because I want to see what the devil is doing in my environment. I want to see the witches and wizards in my environment. Yeah, that is foolishness to be praying those kind of prayers. Yeah, the first person you should want to know with your spiritual senses is God and everything in His kingdom. Yeah, so that is why you will get your spiritual senses opened quickly. If you are so passionate to know God with those senses. Yeah, because with your physical senses, you can know your environment. You can know what is happening around you right now with your physical senses. You know how your children look like. You know how your parents look like. You know how your spouse look like. Because of your spiritual senses, because of your physical senses. Yeah, the same way God wants us to know His face, know His voice, know His thoughts, yeah, know His environment, the environment He dwells, which is His kingdom. The same way God wants us to know the realm of His kingdom, His realm. Yeah, he wants us to know everything about him. The veil has been broken. Yeah. Bible says that the veil of the temple, the veil that blocked people from accessing the holies of holies, that veil turned into two the moment Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross of Calvary. That veil turned into two. So which means that we now have free access, unlimited access, uninterrupted access to know God and to know everything and everyone in his kingdom, to know everything in heaven. So you don't have to die before you know heaven. You can know heaven because heaven is inside you as a believer. Heaven is inside us. The kingdom of God is inside us because the presence of God is inside us and the Spirit of God is inside us. So heaven is inside us. So we don't have to die before we know everything that is in heaven. So all we need is that God will wake up our spiritual senses and give us the heart and mind that can know him. Yeah. Yeah, because you cannot know God with this head knowledge. There's another mind by which you will know him. So, and that mind is also in your spirit. Yeah, the spiritual mind. Yeah, and spiritual senses. That is how we will know him. Yeah, so God really wants people that are seeking to know him because he wants to reveal himself to them, especially people that are not willing to stop seeking to know him. Yeah. You'll be attracted to such people. So that is the difference between spiritual senses and spiritual gifts. Yeah. And the connection is in the fact that we use our senses to manifest the gifts and become a blessing to people. Yeah. God is more likely to give spiritual gifts to those who already have their senses awakened, already have their spiritual senses awakened, than to those who don't yet have their spiritual senses awakened. Yeah, God is likely to put anointing, power, gifts of the Spirit to those people. Yeah, who already have a strong spirit, a strong discerning spirit, or already have all the senses in their spirit functioning and sharp. And people whose spiritual senses are very sharp and accurate, God is more likely to use those people than those who don't yet have their spiritual senses awakened. Why? Because those people will flow powerfully in spiritual gifts, in manifesting spiritual gifts. Yeah. Let me give this example. Yeah. Let's say you have this very sharp spiritual eyes, such that you can see I mean, by the eyes of your spirit, you can see the presence and oppression of demons in people's lives. You can see the presence of sicknesses and diseases in their bodies. Yeah, and then God now give you healing anointing or the gifts of healing. Yeah, so it means because you can see very well the realm of diseases and sicknesses, you will know how to get people healed than someone that cannot see or access or discern the realm of sicknesses and diseases. Yeah, because the realm of sicknesses and diseases is more invisible than visible. And those that can discern that realm can tell who is sick and who is not sick. Because most times doctors tell people that are sick that they are not sick. Yeah, people that are already sick, doctors say they are okay. They are not sick. Yeah. Yeah. And then people that are not sick, doctors say they are sick. Yeah. So which means that medical science have not really been able to discern the realm of sickness and diseases very well. Yeah. Because it's more than what they test in the laboratories. Yeah, is a realm. Yeah. So that is why some doctors, they get shocked when somebody that they just say is okay today, and suddenly the situation of the person got worse the following day, and then the person died. So they just cannot trace how the person died. I mean, they just cannot explain because they don't really know the realm of sicknesses and diseases. Yeah. So now, somebody that know that realm, that can see that realm, when he prays for sick people, he'll be able to get people healed, because some people, after they receive healing prayers, because they don't physically see any change in their body, they feel like the prayer did not work. Yeah, because when they were prayed for, they don't see any change. The pain is still there. The headache is still there. So they feel like, they felt like the prayer did not work. Let me go and see my doctor. But someone who can see the realm of sickness and diseases will be able to tell them that, look, the prayer is working. Yeah, I can see the sickness running. So continue to pray. Yeah, I don't know if you are getting my point. So someone who have their spiritual senses awakened, they'll be able to tell you that this is what is going on in your body. You know, just as doctors will do tests, and laboratory tests, scan, ultrasound scan, and all of that. And they'll be able to say, okay, this and this is what is going on. So the same with a minister of God that has his spiritual senses working. They can be able to look at your life and tell you that this is what is going on, and you have to continue to pray. Yeah, don't stop praying, because the prayer is working and things are changing. And sometimes you can even see the flow. You can even trace the flow of the disease. Yeah, as the disease is going, you can see it going.
Yeah, so you can see it going, and sometimes the person you're praying for will say, yes, I'm getting relieved, the pain is going. Yeah, but you that is praying for the person would have seen it, that it's going. Yeah, and then the person will confirm that, yes, it's going. So that is the connection between your spiritual senses and spiritual gifts. So we have some people, they only have the gift of healing, but they don't yet have spiritual senses that can complement that gift. Yeah. Yeah. So when you have spiritual senses that complement the gift, it makes your ministry more prophetic and powerful. Yeah. For instance, there are some people that I gave them some instructions, some prayer instructions. I said, you have to pray like this for so days. And by the time you are done, you'll be free. So they're like, are you sure that if I pray like this, pray like that, and then after the days you give me to do those, to do these things, are you sure that I will be fine? I'll just tell them that I know you will be fine. So you just follow the instruction. Yeah. And then eventually, after they followed, they followed those instructions faithfully, they got their deliverance. Yeah, and I also know of a man of God that if he was going to minister deliverance to people, he would literally punch the demons that is on those people. So you can see the demons. Because demons, they oppress. Yeah, you can literally see the demons standing on people's heads. So he would just look directly at those demons. He's not looking at the person. He's just looking at the demon directly. And somebody could hit the demon. And once he hits the demon, the person will be delivered instantly. Sometimes the person will just fall down on the floor and then the person is free. Yeah. So those kind of minister of God, they have powerful deliverance ministry because they are able to see face to face what is happening to people. And that is not spiritual gift. That is their spiritual senses. Yeah. The spiritual gift is the anointing or the power or the ability. But the senses is to be able to know what is going on, to be aware of the activities, the spiritual activities, the spiritual operations going on, whether it's angelic operations or demonic activities. Yeah. So spiritual senses will help you to be able to know. So when you have strong spiritual senses, you will be able to do great exploits with the gift God has given to you. Yeah. You'll be able to do great exploits. In fact, you'll be able to know problems that will not be solved. There are some problems in people's lives that God is not going to solve because God is judging those people. Yeah. So when you see those people, you'll be able to know that this person's problem has no solution. You'll be able to know it if you have a strong spiritual sense, which is also a strong discerning spirit. Yeah, you'll be able to know. Yeah, so it helps, it will help your spiritual gift a lot if you really seek the Lord for awakening of your spiritual senses. Yeah, so We're going to move to the next point. Under our teaching, remember that we are in part three, which is the Holy Spirit and your spirit. And I've talked about points 1, 2, 3. Now we are in 4 under that topic. The Holy Spirit and your spirit. So 4 is the Holy Spirit strengthens your spirit. Yeah, that is 4. The Holy Spirit strengthens your spirit. Yeah, remember that I said that the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirits. And from there, He takes over our lives. He takes over, controls our soul, controls our body. It's not as if the Holy Spirit is not in our body. It's not as if the Holy Spirit is not in our soul. But He has taken possession of our spirit to rule from our spirit. To rule from our spirit, to control our lives from our spirit. Yeah, so if the Holy Spirit is in your soul, it is because He is first in your spirit. If the Holy Spirit is in your body, it is because He is first in your spirit. I believe you understand. So now, the Holy Spirit in your spirit is able to strengthen your spirit. He's able to give your spirit the strength that is needed to achieve spiritual things, to achieve spiritual breakthroughs, freedom, victories, successes. Yeah, the Holy Spirit in your spirit is able to strengthen your spirit to achieve these things I've just mentioned. Now, let's look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Ephesians 3, verse 16. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. This is Paul the Apostle praying for the Ephesian believers. So he was praying that God would, according to His riches in glory, strengthen these believers with might in their spirits. Yeah, because your spirit is what the Bible refers to as your inner man. Yeah. Your spirit is your inner man. Your invisible personality. Yeah, that is your spirit. So the Holy Spirit in you is able to give you might. Is able to strengthen you with might. Yeah, and that will make you achieve great things. Yeah, great things that your human strength, human wisdom can't accomplish or achieve. Yeah, the strength the Holy Spirit puts in your spirit can make you do a lot. A lot. Yeah, both spiritually and physically. That strength can make you do great things, extraordinary things, both physically and spiritually. Yeah, we have examples in the Bible. We saw how Elijah, yeah, I think is also part of the scriptures we are going to look at. We saw how Elijah was able to outrun the chariot of King Ahab. Yeah, the chariot was moving at a very high speed. It's just like how a jeep is running on the highway. And then a man could run and overtake the jeep running with very high speed on the highway. Yeah, so that is might of the Spirit, might of the Holy Ghost. That is no longer human. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit in your spirit is able to give you ability that is not human. Yeah, ability that is not human. So which means that you do what humans cannot do. Yeah, you do what humans cannot do. Now, there was a prophet in Nigeria that he was traveling. He was traveling from Nigeria to maybe Cotonou. This is many, many years ago. Because the prophet is even is dead now. Yeah. So he was traveling and he realized that the people were discussing and their discussion is affecting his spiritual conversation with God. Because in his spirit he was talking to God. He was communicating with God. And then he couldn't tell those people to stop their discussion. Yeah, so he told them that, okay, I need to calm down. They were like, man of God, if you calm down, this is highway. How will you get to the destination? He said, you don't worry, you just continue on. You just keep on going. I will meet you. And we're talking about a journey of many hours. Because they were crossing Nigeria border to another country. And they were going through a vehicle. So the man just came down and was just walking on the road. So they realized that no matter how much they were able to speed with the vehicle, they realized that they were always seeing the man of God ahead of them. Yeah. So I mean, the vehicle was moving very fast, but yet they couldn't catch up with him. He was always ahead. Till they entered the country, so he literally walked and entered that country in the spirit. Let me put it that way. He walked in the spirit, and he walked faster than a moving vehicle. Yeah. So we have several examples in the scripture how people were able to do extraordinary things, like how Samson was able to use the jawbone of an animal to slaughter 1,000 soldiers, just one man. Against 1,000. Yeah, so that is not human. Yeah. But Samson was human, operating by the might, the strength of the Holy Ghost, the strength of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so the same way you as a believer and as a minister, the same way you can do spiritual things with the might of the Holy Spirit. The might that the Holy Spirit gives, not your human strength. Yeah, for some time, I was trying to achieve spiritual successes through my human strength. And it was very difficult. I mean, it was not easy. It was very difficult. Yeah, before I prepared the sermon, before I prepared the prayer point, before I prepared this, I prepared that. Yeah, it was difficult. Yeah, I never knew there was a better way to do those things. Yeah, so I'm always like concerned. What am I going to teach now? How am I going to say it? What are the prayers I'm going to lead the people to pray? I never knew there was a better way to do those things. So now when God showed me the better way to do them, it now become very easy. Yeah, and then you might want to ask that, what is that better way? The better way is to do it by the strength of the Holy Ghost, by the might of the Spirit. Yeah, and by that strength, I could lead prayer sessions as though I did nothing. So meaning that after, let's say, 2 hours prayer session, I still don't feel like I have done anything. So which means that I could actually lead the people for more than 6 hours prayer session, and yet I would not feel that I did that, you know, that I have done anything. Yeah. So why is it that I don't feel like I've done anything? It's because I am not doing it with the human strength, but with the strength that comes from the Spirit of God in me. And then you might want to ask, how do you access that strength? It is by completely depending on the Holy Ghost. So a sister was asking me, how can she lead prayer sessions perfectly, because she started doing some few minutes prayer podcast. Yeah, so she was asking me that she always felt like she's not doing well. She always felt like the thing is not blessing people. Yeah, I said something to her. I said, you have to completely depend on the Spirit, not your own strength or wisdom. So, and then I said you must be ready to make mistake if the Spirit will not support you. So I said, make up your mind that you are going to say rubbish and do rubbish if the Spirit will not support you, if the Spirit will not speak through you. So meaning that you are saying, Holy Spirit, I'm ready to fail in this thing if you don't help me. So I just want to do this thing by your strength, by your help. So when you completely surrender to Him like that, you'll be surprised how He will help you from within. And you'll be surprised how you will do the work so perfect and successfully. It's just like how a father will hold the young child, maybe 2-year-old baby. And then the young child so much believes that I am in the arms of my father. Nothing will happen to me. So even when the father threw up the child into the air, and the father just throws up the child into the air to catch the child again, the baby would just be laughing. Even though it's dangerous, but the baby felt like, I'm in the arms of my father. Nothing will happen to me. Yeah, so that's kind of faith. Like, I'm in the arms of the Holy Ghost. Nothing will fail. I will make no mistake. Since he's the one enabling me. Yeah, so that is how to connect with the might and the strength of the Holy Spirit. That is how you'll be able to pray for 8 hours and you will feel like you have not prayed anything. Yeah. You pray for many hours and it will look like nothing, like you have not even prayed. Yeah. It is because you are no longer the person doing it. Yeah. The Holy Ghost in you is the one sharing his strength with you. Yeah. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Yeah. Some of you know it offhand. It's a very common scripture. Philippians chapter 3. Chapter 4. Verse 13. This is Apostle Paul talking. He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Yeah. He said, I can do all things. So this man have learned to depend on the strength that comes from the Holy Ghost. So he said in that passage, he said, I know how to survive when there is little. And I know how to survive even when there is much. So he said in every situation, he knows how to be okay. Why? Because there is a strength in him. There are billions of forces of darkness that surrounds your days, and they don't want you to be happy. They don't want you to be joyful. They don't want you to be peaceful. God is not willing to take away all those billion forces of darkness. What God wants to do is that he wants you to connect with his strength that is inside of you, such that irrespective of what those forces are doing around you, you are not moved. And you don't lose your peace. You don't lose your joy. You don't lose your comfort, your happiness. That is what God wants from you. Or that is what God wants for your life. Yeah, don't be a weak Christian that can easily be manipulated by demonic forces around you. Yeah. We have some pastors that, because of challenges they are going through, everybody knows they are going through something. The members of the church knows they are going through something. Why? Because they no longer show to minister anymore. Or they just minister for some 20 minutes and they say, everybody go back to your house, I'm going through a lot. That is a weak pastor. Yeah, so whatsoever you are going through, there is a strength in you that will make you overcome them. I mean, whatsoever you are going through, whatsoever, there's a strength in you. So you just need to connect with that strength. Yeah. I pray that the Lord will help you to connect with His strength that is inside of you, so that you will no longer be oppressed and manipulated by the darkness around you, in Jesus' name. So we're going to look at Acts 14, verse 19 to 20. Yeah, we're so random. I just want to finish with all these scriptures. Acts 14. Verse 19 to 20. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Verse 20. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Yeah. So this was Paul the Apostle. He was heavily persecuted in that location. Yeah. In this place where he did missionary work, he was heavily persecuted to the point that they stoned him. And I don't know, maybe he died or he passed out. Yeah. So they drag him out of the city, left him there. But the Bible told us that as believers surrounded the body of Paul, he suddenly just stood up. Yeah. So what I'm trying to bring out from here is that there's a strength the Holy Spirit gives that is able to give life to your body. Yeah. Even if you went through a terrible injury or something, yeah, there's a strength in your spirit that is able to give life to your body. So we don't know how many stones they thrown on Paul. Yeah, we don't know how many stones, because in those days they kill people by stoning them. Yeah, and I'm sure they stopped stoning him because they thought he's already dead. Yeah, because that passage said they suppose he had died. Yeah, but Paul just rose up. So though his body died, but his spirit did not. There's a strength in him that sustained him and made him not to die. And not only that, that strength even swallowed up all the pains and injury, all the effects of the injury. That strength healed him from within. Yeah, so which means that we must stop agreeing with weaknesses. Yeah, stop agreeing with weaknesses and pains. Yeah, stop concluding that. Concluding that you you have been defeated, or you are sick, or you are dying because something is happening in your body. So don't agree with those things. But in the midst of those things, try and connect with the strength that is in the Holy Spirit in you. Yeah. The Bible also says that if the same Spirit that brought Jesus from the grave dwells in us, that Spirit is able to give life to our mortal bodies, to our physical bodies. Yeah. So there are some healings that must happen from inside of you. You can go to different prayer programs asking for prayers, and the problem might not leave, because God wants you to be healed from the inside of you. He wants you to come to the point where you connect with His strength that is inside of you. Yeah, because that was the strength that made Paul rose after being stoned. Yeah. So which means that real life is not in your lungs, in your nose. You know, we breathe with our lungs and nose. So some people feel like when they can't breathe anymore, they feel like they have died. Or when the heart stops beating, they feel like they have died. Yeah, that is not how you die. You die when your spirit have left your body, like completely. That's when you actually die. Yeah. So the fact that someone stopped breathing doesn't mean the person has died. The fact that someone's heart stopped beating doesn't mean the person has died. Yeah. So if that person have left before that problem happened, whatever problem that made his heart stop beating, if that person have learned to connect with the strength that is in the Holy Ghost in his spirit, even if the heart of that person stopped beating, that person will come back. That person will live again. So our life is not actually in the body. Our life is in our spirit. Yeah. So whatever you might be feeling in your body, don't follow that feeling. Don't believe it. Don't agree with it. Because that is not where life is. Yeah. Your life is in your spirit. Yeah. I pray God will open your eyes and your understanding to know more about these things. Now, I think I'm going to stop here. The other scripture, I've already talked about it, but you can write it down. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 45 to 46. That was where Elijah, by the strength of the Spirit, outran the chariot of King Ahab. Yeah. So let us learn to depend on the strength that comes from the Spirit. This principle I've just talked about will help you a lot. Even in your secular jobs, whether you're a student or you're a career person or you're a business person, whatever your profession is, if you always depend on the strength that the Holy Ghost gives, that the Holy Ghost gives you from the inside, or that the Holy Ghost is able to give you from your inside, there's a lot you will do, even in your field of career. You can be working tirelessly in your office and yet you will not feel stretched. Yeah, there's a way I can do many things, and yet I don't feel like I've done anything. So even if I can pray many hours and I don't even feel like I've done any exercise. So the same applies to any other thing I do. Maybe God has given me a career or a profession or a business, and God is the one that puts me in that place. So it means that while I'm busy working there, I can be doing those things with a supernatural strength, and I will not feel tired, and I will not feel stretched. Yeah, because some people, they say, I was so stressed, so I don't even know when I responded to you like that, because I was so stressed up. I don't even know when I got angry, because I was so stressed up. If you are trusted in the strength of the Spirit, it's possible that you can do many things and not be stressed. And not be stressed at all. And not get tired at all. I pray that the Lord give you understanding of these things. So I'm going to stop here. If you have questions, you can put it on our Telegram group. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for everything you have opened our eyes and hearts to see. Thank you for showing us how you are able to wake up our spiritual senses and how there is so much to learn from you, so much to know in you and in your kingdom. When our spirit has been awakened, when the senses and abilities, the natural senses and natural abilities in our spirit man have been awakened, Lord, I ask that for as many in this place who are so passionate to have their spiritual senses awakened, I pray, oh Lord, that you release an anointing into their lives that will wake up and revive their spiritual senses to know you and your kingdom in Jesus' name. I ask, oh Lord, for as many who has been thinking about how to accomplish a lot for you, but they always feel tired. They always feel like they can't do it. Oh Lord, I pray that you teach them how to do all things by your strength and not by their strength. Father, do it in their lives, in their hearts, now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.
Goodbye.